Good morning. You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Coming up next, Waking Up with Juliana and King. But first, these news headlines. I'm Linda Perry. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Majid Takravanchi, is insisting that the Europeans do more to compensate Tehran for economic losses inflicted by U.S. sanctions. Otherwise, he says Iranians will continue to exceed limits on their nuclear fuel production. However, Ravanchi told the BBC that Iran would stay in the nuclear accord for now.
President Trump nearly bombed Iran last month. Do you think he wants a war?
I don't think that President Trump wants a war with Iran. But those who are close to him, definitely they are looking after a conflict between Iran and the United States. And whatever they have been doing is exactly in line with what they said.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is saying it's imperative that misbehavior not be rewarded, for if it is, Iran's demands and provocations will only escalate. In other news, Puerto Rico's former Secretary of Education and five other people were arrested by the FBI on 32 counts of fraud and related charges of steering federal money to unqualified politically connected contractors. The alleged fraud involves $15.5 million in federal funding between 2017 and 2019. $13 million was spent by the Department of Education, $2.5 million was spent by the Insurance Administration when those who were arrested were in those departments. And a report released on Wednesday by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts that sunny day flooding, also known as tidal flooding, will continue to increase. Federal scientists predict 40 places in the U.S. will experience higher than normal rates of flooding this year due to rising sea levels and an abnormal El Niño weather system. And in Albany, a group of parents has filed a lawsuit demanding that New York State reinstate a religious exemption to vaccine mandates. The plaintiffs, represented by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., argue that state lawmakers were wrong when they repealed the exemption last month in the face of the nation's worst measles outbreak in decades. Kennedy says the move violates the religious rights of parents. Critics of the old exemption expected a legal challenge and say the change was needed to protect public health. Also from Albany, New York State is expanding a state law that prohibits gender pay discrimination. This makes it illegal to pay someone less based on characteristics including race, religion, disability, or gender identity. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the changes into law in Manhattan on Wednesday just before joining the U.S. women's soccer team with a ticker tape parade. The procession moved up the Canyon of Heroes and then went on to City Hall for a ceremony where they were given the key to the city. When U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordero got up to speak, the crowds chanted equal pay. Members of the team have filed a lawsuit demanding pay equity with the men's soccer team. One of the highlights of the ceremony was when U.S. women's soccer team co-captain Megan Rapinoe addressed the crowd.
This is my charge to everyone. We have to be better. We have to love more, hate less. We got to listen more and talk less. We got to know that this is everybody's responsibility. Every single person here. Every single person who's not here. Every single person who doesn't want to be here. Every single person who agrees and doesn't agree. It's our responsibility to make this world a better place. I think this team does an incredible job of taking that on our shoulders and understanding the position that we have and the platform that we have within this world. Yes, we play sports. Yes, we play soccer. Yes, we're female athletes, but we're so much more than that. You're so much more than that. You're more than a fan. You're more than someone who just supports sports. You're more than someone who tunes in every 4 years. You're someone who walks these streets every single day. You interact with your community every single day. How do you make your community better? How do you make the people around you better? Your family, your closest friends, the 10 closest people to you, the 20 closest people to you, the most 100 closest people to you. It's every single person's responsibility. There's been so much contention in these last years. I've been a victim of that. I've been a perpetrator of that. With our fight with the Federation, sorry for some of the things I said. Not all of the things. But it's time to come together. This conversation is at the next step. We have to collaborate. It takes everybody. This is my charge to everybody. Do what you can. Do what you have to do. Step outside yourself. Be more, be better, be bigger than you've ever been before. If this team is any representation of what you can be when you do that, please take this as an example. This group is incredible. We took so much on our shoulders to be here today, to celebrate with you today. And we did it with a smile. So do the same for us. Please, I ask you. New York City, you're the motherfucking best!
Pino has accepted an invitation for the U.S. women's soccer team to celebrate its World Cup victory with a visit to Congress. The team captain said she's not interested in celebrating at the White House. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.